USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Three people killed, several others hurt, and a gunman on the loose in the Netherlands. After a shooting on a Netherlands tram, the Dutch authorities are calling a terroristic act. Police are searching for a 37-year-old Turkish suspect. His photo's being circulated online. President Trump tweeting lots of things this morning, including a reaction to word that Vice President Joe Biden misspoke himself during an appearance in Dover, Delaware on Saturday.
I have the most progressive record of anybody running for the United States, if anybody who would run.
Biden saying that, though he has not officially announced that he's running for the White House yet, the president sends him a dig, calling him low IQ Joe Biden, saying he got tongue-tied and was unable to properly deliver a very simple line. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Fred Dwyer, former Rams defensive end. Football season just ended, and you can bet teams are already hard at work scouting new talent for next season. But if you're running a small business, you need to know where to go to find top recruits. LinkedIn. It's where people go every day to make connections, grow in their careers, and discover new job opportunities. LinkedIn Jobs takes the time to learn more about who you're looking for and then recommends the qualified candidates you want to spend time talking to make a quality hire you're excited about. Customers rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires, and posting your job on LinkedIn gives you the best chance of finding and starting a conversation with your next star recruit. It's no surprise a new hire is made every 8 seconds using LinkedIn. So build your winning team by posting your job opportunity on LinkedIn and visit LinkedIn.com/solution. Get $50 off your first job post. That's LinkedIn.com/solution. Terms and conditions apply.
At least three people have died and now thousands have been evacuated from homes in the Midwest because of flooding, in some cases historic flooding, washing over the Missouri and Mississippi River basins. In Nebraska, this man lives near the Elkhorn River.
Every piece of furniture in the cabin's underwater, you know, so that's the worst it's ever been since we've been out here.
Much of the Offutt Air Force Base near Omaha is underwater. The Air Force says floodwaters are not expected to recede there until Thursday. An uncontrolled tank fire at a chemical plant in the Houston area is prompting a shelter-in-place warning still. The fire reported yesterday morning at Intercontinental Tank Company in Deer Park. The warning is for all of Deer Park, as the tanks contain chemicals used in gasoline as well as paint thinner. Get your brackets ready. Duke, Virginia, North Carolina, and Gonzaga are number one seeds for the NCAA men's basketball tourney. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former Texas Representative, current Democratic presidential candidate Robert Beto O'Rourke says his being white has been beneficial to him in life, but it doesn't mean it's a disadvantage in the 2020 race for the White House. O'Rourke saying he would never say he's at a disadvantage and recognizes being a white man has had privileges that others could not depend on. A warning today for doctors who prescribe opioids for pain management when they might want to choose a number of other medications that are readily available. Our John Clemens reports about the growing concern when it comes to especially adolescents.
There are drugs, some even over-the-counter, that can be used for pain management after an injury or surgery. These drugs can eliminate concerns over opioid misuse or addiction. Dr. Mary Dell Peterson is president-elect of the American Society of Anesthesiologists.
90% of addictions start in adolescence. This is a really critical time period in the development of the brain, and they're very vulnerable to addiction.
And the University of Michigan's offering counseling and psychological services to students who were shaken up by what turned out to be a false alarm about an active shooter on that campus over the weekend. The Run, Hide, Fight alert went out on Saturday when balloons were popping in the historic Mason Hall, and the sound was mistaken for the sound of gunfire.